Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Wednesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We have a packed show today as we get you ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. And we want to give thanks to all of you guys for making our show such a fun and memorable show this year so far. And we're going to do the same thing again at the end of the year. But we are very thankful for all of you guys out there supporting us each and every day. I want to give a shout out to Rod, who I got to talk to a little bit last night at the Open Division Championship game. Rod came out in full support, went to the pregame tailgate at Novo, hung out with a lot of the Dons fans over there. He comes up pregame, he's wearing the Brayden Suprenant Show shirt, take a selfie with Rod. He went and found Frank up in the press box, took a selfie with him, and a big thanks to Rod last night for coming out to the game. That was very nice of Rod to do that. So highly appreciate Rod in the YouTube chat. I think all of you guys know him. He was the biggest fan last year. That's some serious biggest fan level right there by Rod. It was fun. It was great to see everybody out there at the game last night. And again, thankful for a lot of different things as we enter today's show. Vocal cords are a little fried this morning. I got to get some more coffee down my gullet, some more water down my gullet. A lot of yelling last night, a lot of screaming, a lot of excitement, but a fun day for the Cathedral Catholic Dons. We're going to talk about that in a second. We're going to talk about the Aztec basketball game today. Coming up at 10:35, Mark Ziegler will join us. He just texted me back, Frank, so We will give him a call at 10:35 to give us the update on the Players Era Festival and everything that he is seeing out there in Las Vegas and what they saw at the Aztecs last night. It's a huge win for San Diego State. We got a big game on Saturday for San Diego FC. We have a huge game for San Diego State on Friday at New Mexico. I mean, a lot of different things going on for San Diego right now. Plus, of course, all of the rumors and everything going on throughout Major League Baseball. So we got a lot to unpack today when it comes to sports in San Diego. That's why we wanted to be on today. We're the last live show of the day. Bennett Woods had a great show this morning. That's going to re-air right after us from 2 to 6. So you're still going to have local content throughout the afternoon as you get ready for Turkey Day tomorrow. So should be a fun time again for the next couple of hours. We look forward to it. But last night, what a game. I just one of the best high school football games I've been a part of, which I've said now three times this year with some of the games that we have been a part of. And it was a packed house last night, Frank. I mean, this is the first time you and I were both at the same football game.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'd give the breakdown, but from your perspective, I want to know the full report from Frank Marchese on the Open Division Championship last night.
So watching the game, I watched the first half from the press box, third quarter. I was in the press box as well, and then I went down to the field.
Good luck charm for Frank there. He joined the sideline in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
Don started scoring some points.
It was looking desperate there, and I came down. Really, I came down to be kind of like the, well, it could have gone better, but, you know, we'll
get him next year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, that kind of thing. And I noticed that the sideline was just, it wasn't quite desperate, but there wasn't a lot of life in the Don sidelines. And then to see the comeback start, because you guys had a couple touchdowns taken back because of penalties. You had
three
one.
Touchdowns in the first half taken away by penalties. All legit penalties, though. I mean,
yeah,
legal,
no,
man,
exactly.
Downfield.
Yeah,
I mean, you could go back and look at it like on tape, and you could go ticky-tack like he was still engaged with somebody at 4 yards. But it's still, it he was downfield. And then the other one was the aiding the runner, which I never, ever get see. Like, I never see that get called, ever. But in high school, you cannot aid a runner. And that, sure enough, he was aiding the runner. Yeah. That flag came out quick, though. That was the only head scratcher there. But it was still a good call. And then the other one was a holding, and Brady ran all over the place, ended up for a touchdown. But everybody knew it was going to come back for a hold. So, you know, three touchdowns off the board in the first half, as Frank was saying.
You can't push the tush in high school.
Yeah.
Only in the pros, and only if it's Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
And your quarterback, again, I haven't seen you guys play at all. He looked like he had just an off night.
That was a very off night for Brady Palmer. Very off night. But he, you know what? I tell you what, the kid made big plays when he needed to.
Yeah. No, he scrambled, used his legs, got a couple of miraculous gains. There was one where he should have been sacked like three or four times and threw it for a first down. You guys got the first touchdown. I'm standing on the sideline, got the first touchdown, and I kind of like, okay, I am not leaving this.
Yeah, you can't leave
this
now.
This 3 square foot area that I'm in, that I've been walking around since I got here. Then it was the second touchdown was unbelievable. It was 4th and 8 from your own 27, something like that.
Yeah, 4th and 9 on our side. Yeah, own 20 something.
And 74-yard touchdown pass. Unbelievable. Catch and run. A long run.
Isaac Cook,
yeah,
in my opinion, is the best receiver in San Diego. Like, flat out the best receiver in San Diego. And he is a junior, and he doesn't have a lot of offers, and I don't understand why nobody can cover him. He's unbelievable. He's an unbelievable kid. He catches a post route that I thought Brady might have overthrown
a
little bit.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
It wasn't an impossible catch, but it was a very difficult catch. And I have seen Isaac make crazier catches. Absolutely crazier catches. But then then the breakaway speed for a touchdown, when you're down, because that was like 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left in the game.
The game was over.
You
if
have
you didn't
to score
get that.
Fast. If we don't get the fourth down, we probably lose 23-6.
But instead, not only did we get the fourth down conversion, but Isaac rips off a touchdown, and you kill two birds with one stone, scoring quick and converting the fourth down. Now, all of a sudden, it's 16-13 because they kicked the extra point.
Got a defensive stop, which was huge. They did move the ball a little bit, but you got the defensive stop relatively quickly. They shot themselves in the foot a couple times there. They had just ripped off a big play, and we were talking about it when we got in here. Delay of game immediately followed up by a missed sack, by a mishandled snap, set them back 15 yards, got it from there, and then were able to move the ball down the field quick with one timeout. Didn't even use it until right at the very end, got the touchdown. It's just unbelievable. Being there at the game was impressive enough to see that comeback. But to be on your guys' sidelines and just feel the momentum shift as every second went on was truly something special.
Yeah, it was like a slow build. I thought the crowd last night was fun for both sides. I mean, that was a full attended crowd.
Yeah.
And they started turning people. They had to start getting, there's Frank and I after the game.
Yeah, there it is.
Here's the problem, though, with the I don't know if it's CIF or Southwestern College, and this needs to be fixed. But they only had one ticket scanner on both sides.
Oh,
and that's it. And there's people that were waiting. I heard there's people that are waiting for an hour to get in the game. In fact, some people didn't even get allowed into the game because they said we're full. It's like, well, how do you sell more tickets? Then you have space available. Are those people going to get their money back? Probably not. They had to move Cathedral people over to the Carlsbad side. I mean, it took forever for people to get in the building, and they had one ticket scanner on one on each side to get all these people, to get about 8,500 to 9,000 people into a championship game.
Yeah, that place was packed. There's what, roughly 20 rows of seats on the visiting side, which is where you are, and probably another 10, probably 30 on the home side, and it was packed.
I mean,
standing room only.
It's a great facility, and was glad to be there, but you're charging $18 to $20 a ticket, and then that's not even a guarantee to get into the building? I mean, there was a lot of people that drove down almost an hour through traffic to go to this game, and you couldn't even get them in after they paid for a ticket. That to me is a foul on whoever's responsible for that. That's a massive foul, and that needs to be fixed. This is high school football. That needs to be fixed. And you know what? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing on that part. And I know they're trying to do their best, but that's embarrassing. And then I guess this weekend it's $20 to park at Southwestern College.
Yes.
So they are not allowed to charge more than $3 for parking on school days. But since it's not a school day, they're charging $20 to park this weekend. That is also a foul. It is. It's a foul.
As April in the chat saying right now, the game clock was also an issue on several occasions.
Oh, my God. Their scoreboard there was broken or something, and they had the auxiliary board, like you would see at a car dealership.
They haven't.
But they're running it off a computer program.
They're still renovating Southwestern's football stadium. Like, they're still doing work to it. Like, a lot of those buildings that you saw down on the 8th Street side, not the side with the school, obviously, the other side, that is all new. That hasn't been there for a long time. That was trailers not all that long ago. So they're still in the process of finishing that stadium up, and that's just the temporary scoreboard that they have there now.
Is that what they told you?
I went there. I know what it used to look like.
Because that scoreboard was working last year. I don't know why they had to use the temporary scoreboard this year, but they could not. I mean, there was a lot of delays with the clock. They're trying their best with the clock and everything, but the people that paid to go to the game last night that were unable to go to the game because they just stopped bringing people in, to me, is a joke. Yeah. And I don't know what the details of that were. This is what I was told, but this is information that I hope gets passed along to CIF and Southwestern College. Like, we need to be better on this stuff. You do. You're charging people $20 to go watch high school kids play football. They should be allowed to go to the game or like limit the tickets or whatever you got to do. But there's a lot of people that paid the $20 and didn't even get in.
Yeah.
And that's information that needs to be passed along. But anyway, I thought that was a great game. In terms of Carlsbad, I thought Carlsbad played their tails off last night.
Yes, they did.
I thought they had a perfect game plan throughout the entire game. I thought, you know, for three quarters they played a perfect game. I thought they did everything they needed. They made the opportunities they needed on defense. They got the turnovers they needed. They controlled the clock when they needed to. They got the touchdowns when they needed to. I thought Eli McNeil had a hell of a day at quarterback for the Carlsbad Lancers. I thought their tight end number 9, Rocky, I thought he was a stud last night. The running game was good. I thought overall they did a phenomenal job. And that's a tough loss to be up 16-0, and then it just kind of unravels there in the last quarter. But Carlsbad's a great football program. Thad McNeil's done a great job with his alma mater. He's done a great job with the community up there in Carlsbad, and he gets kids to go play at that school.
Yeah,
and I know that, he does the Friday Night Lights thing up there for the youth, and then he has his kids help out with that program. I mean, Thad McNeil is a big staple of the Carlsbad community, and I think he does a great job with that program.
Yeah.
I think he does a great job with that program.
It was a tough walk back because you were on the field the whole night, naturally. I meant more post-game. I went up after the trophy ceremony, kind of go back, try to finish off whatever I had left to do for the show today, and just kind of give you the space with the team and that. I had to walk past the Carlsbad bench to get back up to the press box. That was a tough walk to go from the elation and celebration on your side and having that emotion with you to celebrating this big win, this unbelievable comeback, and then to walk past the other side. And I'm seeing heads down, players consoling each other. It's heard multiple players crying. I mean, that was a very... That was a hard walk back. Very, very difficult to have to snap back like that. And I felt so bad for those kids who were 25 seconds away from winning that game.
I know.
And it 2 seconds later, it was gone.
Yeah, that's what high school football is right there. I mean, it changes on a dime. You got kids playing for their football lives. I mean, there's a lot of seniors that are never going to play football again. I've been there. And eventually it's going to come to an end, and there's only a couple of teams that get to finish the season with a smile on their face, especially with the state playoffs now. I mean, not all of our teams in San Diego. There's only going to be 6 teams in San Diego that are going to win a CIF championship, and not all 6 of those teams are going to end the season on a happy note.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go 0-6 in the state playoffs, but that was a heck of a game last night. Heck of a game last night. Really, really enjoyed every moment of it. I mean, there were a lot of ups and downs. The one thing I would say is our kids at no point really thought they were going to lose, though. As much as the energy was kind of down on the sideline,
it didn't feel that way.
At halftime, we've been there before. We were down 14-0 in the CIF championship game to Torrey Pines a couple years ago. Came back and won that one. We were down 14 points to Lincoln this year. Came back and won that one. We were down to Mission Hills at halftime. Came back to win that one. You know, there was a lot of, we have a lot of young kids on the sideline, Frank, that got pulled up. There's 25 of them that have never been there before. Those kids were kind of bumming.
Yeah, there was a lot of silence on that sideline, at least from what I could see. I was around the 25-yard line on the wrong side of the field for the fourth quarter. So I got a great view of the back of everyone's head for all three of those touchdowns. But I didn't. There was a lot of standing around just watching, at least from what it looked like for me. You would have hoped to have seen somebody in there trying to like smack some heads together. It may have happened. I didn't see it from where I was, but it definitely felt like, yeah, this is it.
So With the win, they will play, Cathedral will play the winner of most likely Los Alamitos and San Clemente, who play on Saturday as they start to represent state. We got a lot of high school games coming up this weekend at Southwestern College that are going to try to punch their ticket to a state playoff game. Last night, though, wasn't just exciting for the high school football world. Aztecs basketball got their swagger back a little bit. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, Saturday Summer Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Got a lot of fun games last night, Frank.
Yeah, we did.
One of them being the Dons, the other one being the Aztecs. Setting State Aztecs basketball had a great night last night against Oregon. What a bounce back it was for them, and a much needed bounce back for San Diego State. We were able to follow along last night as we were at the CIF championship game, but a 17-point win over the Oregon Ducks. That was the second loss for Oregon on the season. They lost to Auburn in their other game. But overall, Frank, a good performance for San Diego State. They shot a lot better from the field. They did a lot. They started to really come into what we were expecting them to do this season.
Yeah, you kind of expected a change in what happened. I mean, you couldn't really get much worse than what happened on Monday night. But to see... recent Dixon Waters get 22 points, solid night shooting from the field, 9 for 13. And then also to see B.J. Davis, 6 for 7 from the field, 21 points off the bench. 21 points in 21 minutes off the bench. That was a huge contribution for San Diego State last night. And as Sushi Sam in the chat saying 20 fast break points as well. Look completely, completely different.
They needed that win bad. They needed that. They could not go into the Players Era Festival and leave empty-handed. They needed to get a win, especially the way that they lost by 40 points to Michigan. Michigan is very good. Michigan's playing Gonzaga in the first place game coming up later tonight at 6:30. San Diego State and Baylor will play at 7:30 on True TV in the next game. But last night, as looking at the box score, we're going to get the full update from Mark Ziegler here. And not too long of time, but Reese Dixon Waters with the 22 points is great. B.J. Davis, 21 points off the bench, as mentioned before, shot 67% for the field. I mean, you shoot anything north of 50% for the field, you're winning a lot of basketball games. They shot 67%. It's a lot better. B.J. Davis was 6-for-7 for his 21 points. He was 3-for-4 from the three-point line. I mean, they almost shot 50% from the three-point line last night, which was all great, 90% from the free-throw line, and then they out-rebounded Oregon 34-26. I mean, it was a complete flip of the game that they had against Michigan.
Yeah, it's just goes to show how quickly a team like that can flush a game like that, and while Oregon in basketball isn't the world beater that it is in college football, it's still a very solid win in a high-profile tournament like this, and now you have a chance to go at it against Baylor tonight to try to show that, okay, Monday was the fluke, not last night. We can compete here at this level. We can still make a case for ourselves to make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Michigan beat Auburn last night by 30 points.
Yeah.
Auburn's the 21st best team in the country. You know what? Maybe TCU's not bad, okay? Maybe TCU and Wake Forest should be right behind, okay?
You misspelled SDSU with TCU.
Oh, there. Yeah, maybe, that's right. That's right.
Maybe San Diego State. Maybe San Diego State isn't that bad, and Michigan just is that good.
Since we're hanging banners for all these losses, might as well. Auburn's going to be like, only lost by 30. TC, we lost by 4. Everybody's hanging banners on losses to Michigan. I just think they got them early, and Michigan's starting to hit their stride right now. But not a bad performance out of the Aztecs last night. Now they get a Baylor team. Baylor's good. Baylor's been a solid basketball program the last handful of years. I mean, they are a team that has won the NCAA tournament. They were national champions not too long ago. They beat Creighton in this tournament. They lost to St. John's, in this tournament by 15. And these tournament games are crazy. So we'll see what you got on at 7:30 tonight. But if you're San Diego State, now you don't have to sit through the entire Thanksgiving weekend and wait to play. You go 1-1. If they could beat Baylor, who plays in a very, very good Big 12 conference, things are going to start trending upward, I think, more for the Aztecs. And then it's a showdown against another Big 12 team in December against Arizona. I mean, that's the next one on the list for San Diego State to try to get their resume going.
Yeah, as far as big games, the next game after this will be on December 3rd against Utah Valley, who are 4-2 in their own right, leading the WAC.
You got a conference game on December 17th.
Yes. So it's starting to get down to crunch time now. There have been a lot of good games. We've ragged on these tournaments the last couple of days, but there have been a lot of good games. USC beat Seton Hall, I think 82-81 or 82-80, something like that last night. So these have been really good, really close games. And Iowa State right now with 9 minutes to go in the first half, tied with Syracuse 16-all. Off the rim.
Yeah, I think the tournaments are great for TV. That's what we keep talking about.
Yeah.
These like gigantic ones. That's why like a lot of this is why schools like playing in the Rady's Children's Invitational, the MTE. You get two games, you get to see a tournament environment. It's very quick and easy. You get to play in a more intimate setting at the Jenny Craig Pavilion. It should be a fun one coming up tomorrow. A couple of games tomorrow, a couple of games on Friday. We're going to talk about that as well with Mark Ziegler. But when we come back, Mark Ziegler is going to join us on the Breeden Surprenant Show to talk about what he has seen in Vegas. Get his take on some of these preseason tournaments as we continue on the Breeden Surprenant Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Got to get
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To some more Aztec basketball, and none better than Mark Ziegler to join us on the Brayton Suprenant Show. Mark Ziegler's been covering this team for a long time now, and anytime I need any type of information on Aztecs basketball, I just read Mark Ziegler in the Union Tribune. You should get very educated very quickly on the ins and outs of this Aztecs basketball program, who's seen a lot of ups in their spots. And this season, I've had a couple of downs, but went back on track last night. Out in Las Vegas right now, covering the team, is Mark, who joins us on the Brayton Suprenant Show. Mark, what's going on? How's your Wednesday going?
Oh, it's kind of nice. Got a full day before we have to go back to the arena, so trying to enjoy the sunshine out here and maybe go see some other basketball games.
What is the environment like out there in this, you know, bigger version of the Players Era Festival? Because last year it was a little bit smaller of a group. It sounds like they might expand. I mean, from your perspective, what do you like, what do you dislike about this particular tournament that you've now gotten to experience the last couple of years?
Well, it's, I got to say, the fan, at least in the Michelob Ultra Arena, which is at Mandalay Bay, the other arena they're using is MGM Grand, down the street at the Grand Garden Arena next to MGM Grand Hotel. It's a better atmosphere than it was last year. There are more fans there. I like the arena set up a little bit better at Mandalay Bay. It's a little bit more intimate. This is where the Aces play, the WNBA team. And the fan, it just seems a little bit more filled and a little bit more interest. So obviously that's growing. I like that it's all in Vegas. You got all these teams here. The format is going to take some getting used to. For those who have been around AAU basketball, they're used to this. You just play a bunch of games, then you use a whole bunch of crazy tiebreakers to determine who plays whom in the next round. But that's going to take some used to, you know, getting used to for fans who are accustomed to the typical tournament format. where you win in advance and lose, you go into a consolation bracket. So that part I'm not sold on yet. And also the 3 games in 3 days, I think it really gives you a skewed view of teams when they're tired. They don't have to do that in the NCAA tournament. They don't do that during the regular season. And so that's kind of a thing that I don't think is in the best interest of the players in terms of their physical welfare. And also teams kind of seem to have hangovers when they play 3 in 3 days going forward in the following couple of weeks afterwards.
We're talking with Mark Ziegler, who covers the Aztecs for the San Diego Union-Tribune. The last question I'm going to ask about, you know, these MTEs and everything like that before we talk about the Aztecs specifically. In coaches that you talk to, are they more inclined? And now, this has a money value with NIL. It's hard to turn that down if you're any type of program, especially like San Diego State. But when talking to the Aztec coaches and maybe other coaches out there that you have been able to speak to, what kind of tournament do they like the most? I mean, we got, you know, I know a lot of people like the Radies Invitational here in town with a couple of games, then you're out. I know the Maui Invitational has always been a prestigious tournament, but it seems like we're in this preseason conversation of like, what is the best tournament for us to get our best work? What have you heard from coaches?
Well, coaches want good games. They want neutral floors. And they want a place that's convenient. So for San Diego State, this is perfect. It's great games. It's a neutral floor, and it's in Vegas. They know the city well. It's a short flight. They can get in and out. And so for them, it's perfect. The thing about Maui was it had this sort of this mythical quality to it. And, you get to go to the islands, and you do it every 4 years, and it's really super prestigious. But there's no money in it. And so the fourth component to that now, besides, you know, neutral court, good games, all that is money, and Maui doesn't have it, and the Players at Aero Festival does. And so I think a lot of coaches, whether they like 3 games in 3 days or for the East Coast coaches have to fly cross country to Vegas, money sort of supersedes all that.
We're talking with Mark Ziegler, who is out there in Vegas covering the San Diego State Aztecs. Let's talk about the last couple of games. I mean, two drastically different teams with San Diego State. And we haven't talked to you yet since the season started. But, you know, with the Troy loss and then the Michigan blowout loss, I mean, things were looking very bleak for Aztec fans watching. I know you mentioned it a little bit in your articles, but what was the reason for obviously a lot of problems in those particular games, but also what are some of the things that you saw that maybe show that's not really the Aztecs team that we saw in those two games?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think people thought this team would start a little bit quicker because they had so many returning players. I think they rank in the top 10 nationally in minutes continuity from last season. And it's rare in this era of the NIL and transfer portal to see a team that has, you know, 8 players back like they do. And they figured it's just, you know, their systems are kind of complex and it's a different sort of culture and that people would sort of be baked into that already and they'd be great out of the blocks, and they haven't been. And I think that's been a surprise to everybody, including the coaching staff. Brian Dutch keeps saying this team is going to be really good. I know it is. It's talented. But what I don't know is it going to be good right away? And he means that. And, you know, he said, I would have liked to be better early, but maybe it surprised them a little bit that they weren't, but they're not. And so they've had issues just sort of finding a rotation. And even though they have 8 guys back, there's some different roles for players. You know, a guy like BJ Davis went from a starter last year to coming off the bench. That's a new role. And Reese Waters, you know, didn't play at all. So now he's got to integrate into this team. Magoon Guav played and wasn't a big scorer. Then he was a big part of the team. Then he got hurt and now he's back. And so how does he fit into all this? And then you add some transfers and then you have a couple freshmen who are pretty good. So I think they're still figuring things out, figuring out their rotation. And I think every game they play, they get a little bit closer to that. And you saw it against Oregon last night, at least with the offense, it flowed better and guys made shots and everybody sort of felt good. And so they're moving in the right direction, but through the wins and the losses, but it's still going to take a little while.
Their defense is, you know, been giving up a lot more points than we're used to seeing. Now, obviously, you got an overtime, you got a couple overtimes mixed in there. You got a Michigan team that's got a $12 million, payroll, basically, with their NIL. And then, you know, Oregon's a good team, too. You've watched a lot of Aztec basketball. What has been the most noticeable thing for you to see with the defense? Is it just they haven't, you know, gelled together yet, new some new faces, or, you know, what's been the biggest takeaway for you watching them play defense?
You know, it's been weird, and it's a really good question. It's hard to answer because, you know, I go to their practices, and they look pretty good in practice. I mean, they're doing all the things they're supposed to do. And I'll give you an example. They played against Troy, and Troy played a five-out offense. And part of their offense is they set a ball screen, and if you switch it like San Diego State likes to, they roll the guard into the post with a bigger guy. So to counteract that, San Diego State always has had that guard front the post, get in front of them. And then you pressure the big man out on the perimeter, make it a hard entry pass, and that's a hard lob pass, and you have backside help. It's a really, really hard pass. Sometimes it looks good, but it's a really low percentage play. And so that's what they do. They get in front, and they kind of root the, you know, get in a good stance and front the post and kind of dare you to make that pass. Well, there were three or four times against Troy, they never fronted the post. And the coaches are sitting there going, you do it all the time in practice. We've done it for years. What's going on? And so there's been some game slippage. That's sort of the coach speak for when things don't go the way they have it in practice that I don't really understand. And I think that has been part of the problem on defense. The schemes are all the same. They have the length. They have the rim protection. They have the athleticism. But they're just some disconnect in games, I think. And the other thing I think, too, is it's sort of a mental thing. We are not very good on offense, and Aztec teams have struggled on offense in recent years. The tendency is like, okay, we got to stop them because we can't score more than 65 points a game. When you're good on offense, mentally, I think you take plays off sometimes on defense, even if you don't want to. In the back of your mind, you know, well, okay, we just gave up a three. We'll go down and get a three. And you see teams like Alabama and Gonzaga play this way. They're not bad defensive teams, but they just don't have that same commitment because they know they can just go down and score. So I think with the offensive efficiency increasing on this team, at least theoretically, and then in last night as we saw in the game, I don't think they're quite mentally as 100% locked in defensively. And that's just something that's they're going to have to grind into the players over the course of the season.
One of the last questions I want to ask you, Mark, is about LZ Harrington, the freshman that was highly touted and highly recruited to go to San Diego State. He's off to a pretty good start. I mean, obviously, they haven't thrown him in the starting lineup yet and letting him get his feet wet. He's got another 12 points last night against Oregon. What have you seen out of LZ Harrington, and do you think his playing time might increase as they continue to try to figure out their rotations?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's going to be the one sort of lineup rotation thing they're going to have to deal with and come to grips with. I think it's becoming really apparent he's probably deserves to start, but he's a freshman and you've got a veteran team. And Brian Dutcher talked about this after the Michigan game when we asked him, and he just sort of said, look, yeah, he's, you know, we give guys playing time, and if they play well, they earn more. But you also have to take consideration, we have veterans, they put in a lot of sweat equity. There's got to be a certain loyalty to those guys too. And so I don't think it's going to be like a snap decision, like all of a sudden, okay, LZ, you're starting. I think it's going to be, you know, it's easier to bring a freshman off the bench. They don't have those expectations to start. But for the betterment of the team, I just think he gives them more. He's a more natural point guard. You know, and Taj DeGorville, I mean, the guy won the spot fair and square in preseason camp. I was at those practices. He was really good. He was tremendous. He was their best player in their two scrimmages, intra-squad scrimmages. And he played reasonably well in exhibitions. He just off to a really, really slow start. And he's starting to get exposed a little bit. Teams are getting up into him. They know that he doesn't have the quick first step to get by them. He's a different kind of point guard. He's kind of a bigger, you know, see over the floor type guy, almost like a point forward. And I think LZ is more of a traditional point guard, even in that bigger body. And so I think eventually they're going to have to make that switch. But it's just, you know, Brian Dutch is the master at keeping the chemistry going on the team. And so it'll be interesting to see when and how he does it.
I do want to ask a follow-up on that. I mean, from your perspective of just covering this team for a long time and knowing Steve Fisher into Brian Dutcher, I mean, how long do they give leash-wise for some guys that are off to, as you mentioned, I mean, there's going to be players that get off to rough starts or might have rough patches during the season. How long do you think they will ride with that? How much leeway can you give, you know, a college kid in this day and age of college athletics?
Well, one thing that's unique about Brian Dutcher and before him Steve Fisher is that they're all about building confidence in players. And they don't, you know, guys a couple bad games, they just don't write them off and chuck them aside. They really try to build their confidence. And so they're really reluctant to make lineup changes. I mean, if you look through the history, unless there's been injuries, they almost never change their starting lineup. Now, Brian Dutcher said before the season that it may be different this year because they have so much talent, maybe more situational. But that's why I say it. I don't think it's going to be an overnight thing. Because you don't want to, if you just yank Taj right now and he's not playing very well, maybe you'll just lose him mentally for the rest of the season. You're going to need him. You know, he might take an injury. You never know, foul trouble. He does offer some things that other guys don't with his size and strength. So I think it's going to be a slower process. You know, I could be wrong. Maybe, you know, the next, I don't think it'll happen today, but, you know, maybe next week with the Utah Valley, all of a sudden they'll be starting. But I think it's going to be a slower type thing because he's going to try to keep the confidence up. And another guy we haven't talked about is Sean Newman Jr., who they brought in to be pretty much the starting point guard. He struggled too. Now, he had kind of a banged up ankle that didn't allow him to really explode off of ball screens in the preseason. And he's just sort of getting back in shape. And I think they feel like he's playing afraid right now. And you know, maybe the idea is to give him more extended minutes just to let him play a little freer and see what he can do. So that's kind of the way Brian Dutcher approaches it. So I don't think you're going to see guys just relegated to the bench and we'll never see him again. I think he'll still try to keep them going.
Great insight as always. Enjoy the game tonight. Covering Baylor and San Diego State should be a good one. Baylor coming out of the Big 12. Very good conference in college basketball. And safe travels back to San Diego, Mark.
All right. I appreciate it. Talk to you guys.
Mark Ziegler covers San Diego State basketball with San Diego Union Tribune. Has an AP vote in the top 25 for men's basketball poll as well. Always a wealth of knowledge talking to Mark about Aztec basketball. And that was, he's preaching to the choir on the coach speak of the game situation stuff. I don't know how many times as a high school football coach, we work on stuff and then it does not get applied in the game. I mean, it is just like slamming my head against the wall sometimes. Like, even last night, there was one play where we gave up a touchdown and our guy did something that we have never told him to do ever. What are you doing? Oh, I was doing this. When have we ever told you to do that? We've never worked on that. We've never talked. Why aren't you doing this like you're supposed to be doing? It happens all the time.
Kids do be being kids sometimes, you know?
They do it in practice, like every day. They do it. It's like, and then all of a sudden, game happens, and everything we worked on goes out the door.
Kids do be
being
kids.
Oh, my God. It seems to be more and more prevalent. Anyway. I enjoy talking to Mark Ziegler about Aztec basketball.
I enjoy hearing you guys talk about it.
Yeah, learned a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think he's right on a lot of this stuff. I think a lot of fans are upset with Taj DeGorville because of the slow start. But, I mean, again, you're right. There's something to – you're going to need him eventually.
Yeah.
And Mark is 100% right on the mental aspect. I mean, we deal with that at the high school level. They deal with the college level. It's a very much a prevalent thing in athletics now where – if you'd pull him now and he's not playing well, you might lose him for the season.
Yeah, you can't just, especially six games into your season, five games into your season, you've had a couple of long layoffs as well between games. You can't just pull a kid that early. You have to give him a genuine shot.
And I still think with the it's the same situation with like Jackson Merrill batting lower in the order in his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
Let him do that with not a lot of expectations. Let him get comfortable.
Let him
play at the big league level. You could do the same thing with LZ Harrington. He's going to want to push for more. Sometimes you got to protect these kids from themselves. And I agree with it. He's got to slowly get at it. But you're getting 33 points off the bench from Harrington and Davis.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Go Aztecs in the chat said, Harrington's committing a lot of turnovers. I mean, he needs to get his feet wet. It's Division I college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different animal. That goes back to that stat I saw the other day I sent to you. 20% of parents think their kids are going to be D1 athletes. It's beyond insane.
Mm-hmm.
10% of parents think their kids are going pro or to the Olympics. You just don't know what you don't know. That level is different.
Yep.
That level is different. And when you get a high school kid from last year, like the kid was playing against high school teams last year, probably dominating, and now he's going against teams like Michigan and Oregon, and he's going to play Arizona in a couple of weeks, right? Like this is a...
Yeah, it's jarring
it's
to
different.
Go. It's jarring to go from the best player on a bad on a good team to being the worst player on a great team. That's a jarring thing, especially for someone who's probably is so used to being the best player on their team his mm-hmm. entire life. That is a huge adjustment, a huge mental adjustment that you have to make. It's not easy.
You need to. They need to let. They got to keep playing Taj DeGorville and see what he goes. But, Sam, that's a delusional stat. It was. I sent it. I sent it to Frank the other day. I saw it. It was like, I got to go find it, the exact thing. It was shocking. It wasn't that shocking to me because
you live it every day.
I live it every day. I mean, the parents think their kids are amazing, which is fine. That's fine.
Which is good.
It is good. And I like the parents at Cathedral and everything like that. I don't think, 20% of our parents think that. But a new study came out claiming that 20% of parents think their child will be a Division I athlete, while 10% of parents think their child will be a professional athlete and or be in the Olympics. To put that context of numbers, that means a graduating class of 500 athletes, 100 will be D1 athletes, while 50 will be in the pros. That is not even remotely close to happening.
Close.
Close. No, it's not. I have the real stats if you want to see those. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Get into more baseball talk in the next hour. 1 hour of the books, 3 to go for the holiday weekend. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.